USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hit back on President Biden Wednesday after Biden criticized him and other Republican governors for banning mask mandates.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide-open southern border.
Biden suggested that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should get out of the way. A tumbling incident last Thursday involving the International Space Station may have been more serious than initially reported. A Russian research module called Naka docked on the underside of the more than 900,000-pound orbiting space station. Then the module inadvertently fired one of its propulsion thrusters while docking, pulling down the rear of the ISS, prompting NASA officials to declare a spacecraft emergency after performing 1.5 backflips. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new poll by the San Diego Union-Tribune shows 51% of respondents were in favor of recalling Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, while only 40% wanted to keep him in power. The recall is September 14th. While the Biden administration continues to plea for peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, the terrorist organization has elevated the violence. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Taliban first detonated a suicide bomb, then there was a second blast, then smaller explosions that followed rapid gunfire. The terrorists were targeting the home of Afghanistan's acting defense minister. The attack by the Taliban occurred in the high-security so-called Green Zone in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Afghan's national forces outnumber the Taliban.
The Afghan security forces are numerically far superior to the Taliban. It's a simple fact. They have over 300,000 troops. They have an air force. They have special forces. They have heavy equipment. The Taliban, in contrast, have less than 100,000.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Supreme Court in June said the CDC does not have the power to impose an eviction moratorium. On Tuesday, the CDC extended the moratorium to early October. That will end up in a constitutional showdown. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The CDC has announced a new ban on evictions running through early October, applying to areas of the country with high or substantial transmission of COVID-19. The previous federal ban had expired at the end of July after a Supreme Court ruling that the executive branch didn't have the power to extend that ban and that Congress would have to take action. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the administration's most recent actions are unconstitutional. The California Republican tells Fox News that the president bent to the will of a minority in his party to impose the new ban.
Well, it wasn't just the president said it, the Supreme Court said it. And then the White House went back and told Congress that they had to take action. Nancy Pelosi couldn't put it through. And because some socialists in Congress protested, they bent the knee. But what's really telling here, regardless of where you stand on the issue, we believe in the rule of law. They know this is breaking the law, but they are doing it. They're breaking the Constitution. That's breaking the foundation of the institution of who we are.
The Alabama and Georgia Association of Realtors filed a legal challenge Wednesday night. Earth's spin has been slowing little by little since it formed about 4.5 billion years ago. That slowing is good, says Gregory Dick, a microbiologist at the University of Michigan. It means days are getting longer, which helps some bacteria produce more oxygen. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.